Decoding Education, brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School. There's a lot of discussion online amongst adults. Many are discussing homeschooling their kids. I'd like to end this show by sharing with you the current forms of teaching and learning and the paradigms. While considering homeschooling, I'd just like you to understand that teaching and learning today is not like what was done 30 years back, or probably the model that you're familiar with. Today, science has enabled teachers and researchers to realize that teaching learning cannot be just assumed to be behavioral responses. In fact, learning is enhanced if it's social, constructive, and if connections can be made with what they learned the previous day. Similarly, teaching models have been developed to facilitate and optimize student learning. And the form that many know, or the most simplest form of teaching, is the transmission method, whereby the person that has more knowledge is imparting this information to a child with the assumption that they are just taking in the information and there's no thought involved in terms of extending that education. That's the oldest model. However, the most successful instruction involves critical questioning, peer discussions, and what teachers call generative teaching and transformative teaching. They know how to foster enthusiasm in children and promote self-learning. A classic example would be the students you hear in this podcast. Now let's hear a student's perspective of classroom learning, virtual learning, and compare that to homeschooling.
In the COVID epidemic, an inevitable comparison between virtual and actual classroom learning has risen many times. Each side has its own contentions, and in this podcast, I will be stating the contentions for classroom learning. And how do teachers engage students? Those are the two questions I'm going to be answering. All right, so to start with the first one, I believe the pros to learning on a classroom start with the fact that you're used to it. People have been going to actual classrooms to learn since they were kids, and they've become used to it. They've adapted. The environment, the aura, the teachers are comforting to them to a certain degree, and that undoubtedly affects their mental state. It's more interactive. And what I mean by this is that it allows for more types of social interactions. Teachers can lean over a student's shoulder and show corrections more directly. And you have the sharing screen and annotating option in Zoom, but that doesn't compensate for the fact that if you have someone actually pointing out to you. And math, in my opinion, is undoubtedly taught better physically. Then I believe there's the hallways. Many people underestimate hallways and how many people talk during them. With the amount of people talking during hallways, they're a major source of social interactions, not just between grades, but between separate classes as well. And that's really important. You can traverse school and gain help from like the faculty much more freely. So if you need help from someone like during lunch or something, you can just go over there and ask them. Like say you need help from your physics teacher or your language arts teacher and you have lunch, you can just walk over to one of the classrooms. There are no technical glitches, thank God. Now, how do teachers engage students in a classroom? All right, I think the first part is they must be able to articulate their points in a very clear manner. It needs to be very specific. It can't leave much for imagination, or you can be pretty sure the student's going to imagine something up. So I think talking clearly is definitely one thing. It has to be sharp. It has to be vocal. It has to be heard. In addition to that, the physical presence of someone who's trying to teach you and seeing them maybe write on a board or show you a slideshow, that can really help you through it, and that can really give you a sort of clear sense of what's happening and why it's happening and how are we going to go about this. In addition to that, there are more projects. There's, like I said, more types of social interactions, and there are less technical distractions. And these, in my humble opinion, are the benefits and pros of classroom learning and how teachers engage and retain the attention of students. Undoubtedly, perhaps the most important part of being a teacher.
Don't forget to tune in next week for from 2 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays to hear more about Decoding Education.